are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love this headline, cutting salt to recommended levels could prevent hundreds of thousands of deaths. Isn't that a great headline? That was from CBS News. Yeah, I mean, we know that, you know, high salt could put you at risk for high blood pressure and heart disease and stroke, etc. But they say government estimates show that 90% of Americans exceeded their recommended daily allotment. Now, the recommended amount, it depends on who's giving it to you, okay? The government recommends an RDA of 2,300 milligrams a day. The American Heart Association recommends 1,500 milligrams of salt a day, especially. Actually, the government also recommends 1,500 for those 51 and older. Yet, how much do we Americans consume? 3,600 milligrams of sodium each day, usually from table salt, which is found in processed foods. Now, the top foods that have the most salt are, remember the salty six? Remember we talked about that a few months ago? Bread and rolls have salt, cold cuts and cured meats, pizza, poultry, soup, and sandwiches. All right. No, they aren't bringing up burger, but remember, burgers are on the bread. But then cured meats, maybe? No. I mean, unless it's fresh ground beef, then I don't. So, I mean, if you really think about it, that's a lot of our meals, which is why they always recommend fish and vegetables. You can't go wrong with the fish and vegetable diet. Now, I hate hearing stories like this because I think I do pretty damn good with my diet. You know, but if I have to be reminded, oh, I gotta cut salt as well. Now, I'm not a salt adder. I rarely add salt. You know, I used to love my french fries salted and dipping my french fries in salt, but I don't really eat fries anymore. When I was in my 20s, I ate french fries. I really rarely eat french fries. But I do notice that if bread has a little bit more salt, it's tasty. You see, I come from a family where, you know, my mom was the main chef in the house, and she really was very bland in her cooking. I love my mom, but I hated her cooking. Everything was bland. She never added salt, never added pepper. Maybe if we prayed to the gods, we got some paprika on there, but for the most part, nothing. And so I just never, anytime I saw salt and pepper on the table, I just never thought of using it until I saw one of my friends add salt to the french fries, and I'm like, oh my gosh, no wonder the food tastes so good. You know, I just had no concept, and that wasn't until my 20s. But luckily, I held it back because I was already in school at the time, and I knew that salt could be bad. But for the rest of us who grew up knowing that you add salt to make the food edible, that's really hard to take away. So I empathize with you. I empathize with you a lot. Not to mention, it's not those of you adding salt. Most of the food you're already eating has too much salt in it. Researchers at three medical schools conducted their own analysis to project the health effects over a 10-year period from reducing sodium intake by three increments, gradually down to 2,200 milligrams a day, instant reduction down to 2,200 milligrams a day, or an instant reduction to the American Heart Association recommendation of 1,500 milligrams. I hope those people didn't go through withdrawal and seize. Researchers from UCSF, Harvard Medical School in Boston, and Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, Canada, each use different simulation models looking at different outcomes. Reducing salt from diets, no matter what they did, was projected to save lives. They found a gradual sodium reduction of just 5% of a teaspoon of salt a day, that little, was enough to bring it down to the 2,200 milligrams of sodium a day and would save between 280,000 and 500,000 lives over a 10-year period. Can you believe that? Do you really believe that? That reducing 5% of a teaspoon of salt a day could save 500,000 lives over a 10-year period. They say a plummet from current U.S. sodium intake averages to 1,500 milligrams a day could prevent 700, 1,000 lives. So basically, if you go to the American Heart Association recommendation, it could prevent 700,000 to 1.2 million deaths over a decade. All right. So what to me, that means Mayor Bloomberg and a 16-ounce soda, I think could have probably gotten more bang for his buck cutting back on salt. Now, I mean, when you see something like that with simulations and conclude, you go, okay, you know, really, is it going to save that many lives? Now, true, I think we do eat too much salt. I think we do have some major heart issues. Still, heart disease is still the number one killer. No matter what our advances have been in medical science, heart disease is still the number one killer. And absolutely, I think salt has a lot to do with it. I wouldn't be surprised if salt has something to do with the cancers as well. All right, you know, there's something that to say about preservatives, et cetera. You know, eating food in the most natural form, we've always known to be the healthiest. You take a fish, you cook it, not, I guess, completely natural. You got to cook the sucker, but you cook it, you eat the fish, you eat the vegetables. Usually fish and vegetable eaters, they don't really die from much, do they? They're probably still all alive. But for the most part, you know, when you have the cured meats or the processed meats or the fast food meats, we know there's issues with that. So this is kind of a no-brainer. It's just, are we really going to save 1.2 million deaths over a decade? You know, are we? Well, who knows? Now, it was very interesting because a study a few years ago, which I had actually brought up years prior in medical school, okay? Apparently there was this theory that if you cut salt, you'll lower blood pressure. So all blood pressure patients have to cut their salt. And even though I agreed with that as a medical student, I had found an article that said, you know, not everybody, and I had noticed this with my own patients, not everybody lowers their blood pressure when they cut their salt. How many of you who had semi-high blood pressure or high blood pressure was told to cut their salt and the blood pressure never budged? So I brought this up to my superiors saying, you know, look, there may be more to this than just cutting salt. Some of these people may actually need to be started on a medicine earlier. Can I start them on a medicine rather than waiting 3 months of them, you know, being off salt, which they're not going to follow anyway? And of course I got yelled at and I got ridiculed. Little girl, go away. Let us, you know, big boys handle this. And then a study came out saying not all everybody is that salt dependent. Okay. For not everybody, salt is the main culprit to their blood pressure. So, mind you, even though we want you to cut salt, don't think that just cutting salt will end all your woes. You're still going to have to probably, you know, do other things to get that blood pressure down, cholesterol, etc. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 12th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $16.49.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.90.45, $8.45.22 for a half ounce, or $4.22.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.90.45, $8.45.22, and $4.22.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guarantee Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. So this is interesting. They say 1 in 4 of our credit scores have been wrong. And this has been causing us to pay more in mortgages and loan interest. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently, a Federal Trade Commission study had said that 1 in 4 consumers found an error in their credit report issued by a major agency. The study also said 5% of the consumers identified errors in their reports that could lead to them paying more for mortgages, auto loans, or other financial products. Oh, now that stinks. The study looked at reports for 1,000 consumers issued by 3 major agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. The FTC hired researchers to help consumers identify potential errors. I guess the study closely matches the results of this year-long investigation by the Columbus Dispatch. The Ohio newspaper's report last year said thousands of consumers were denied loans because of errors on their credit reports. The FTC, according to Mail Online, says the findings underline the importance of consumers checking their credit reports. Consumers are entitled to a free copy of their credit report each year from each of the 3 reporting agencies. The FTC study also found that 20% of consumers had an error that was corrected by a reported agency after the consumer disputed it. About 10% of consumers had their credit score changed after the agency fixed the mistake. So for those of you having problems getting credit, or those of you paying a higher interest rate because of your credit, you may want to check out your report and see what screw-ups could be on there. The Consumer Data Industry Association, which represents the credit reporting agencies and other data companies, said the FTC study showed that the proportion of credit reports with errors that could increase the rates consumers would pay was relatively small. They say, look, our credit reports are highly accurate. They play a critical role in facilitating access to fair and affordable consumer credit. You know, I mean, honestly, isn't everything computerized? You know, this is why I just don't trust computers with everything. Okay? I mean, you know, they have a system, and obviously it's not working. All right. At the same, I guess, Experian is a British company with international operations, also said in a statement, the study confirms that consumer credit reports are predominantly accurate. They say it's not satisfied with the result, but we are still ensuring credit reports are 100% accurate. So, you know, I guess their take on it is, well, you know, that ain't too bad if we're only talking 5%. All right, well, that's ridiculous. You know, this whole credit thing we've talked about on the show, it's going to be extremely delicate because there's many of us who had phenomenal credit before the recession don't have it anymore. And so we believe many of these companies are going to have to kind of lower the threshold for who they're going to allow to borrow. But then again, since most of us have gotten stung, right, by people not paying their bills, they're going to probably stick it to people with the worst credit and probably encourage people with higher credit. So the last thing you need is your credit report falsely lowered. Make sure you get that checked out. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, apparently CNN Money is reporting that watching porn on your smartphone is bad for your smartphone, and not morally. It's just most viruses and malware get uploaded when you look at porn websites. So if you don't want your phone to get a virus and there's really no vaccine out for something like that or Tamiflu, then I guess you may want to be very, very careful uploading porn. Now, many of us have already known this. Okay, we know that you know, people going to porn, okay, aren't going to sit there and study and cross-reference the company. So many of these malicious hackers or bad guys that make malware, they know exactly where the easy culprits are. They say nearly one quarter of malware on cell phones come from porn websites. This is a new study from Bluecoat, which is a web security and optimization company. They say cell phone users don't check out porn sites often. Less than 1% of all mobile traffic is pornography, but when they do go to these sites, the risk of inadvertently downloading the virus to their device increases threefold, which means watching porn on smartphones is a far bigger threat than looking at porn on a PC. Now, I think a lot of us think our smartphones are immune to viruses, but they aren't. You could very easily upload anything on here. It's like a computer. It's just, I think our computers were so used to getting the pop-up of the malware, etc., and needing to buy McAfee antivirus and, you know, doing that we forget that we need to protect our cell phones too. They say porn led to more malware on smartphones and tablets than email spam, malicious website, and fake apps combined. Part of the problem, according to Bluecoat, they said, is the nature of the cell phones makes differentiating legitimate sites from malicious ones kind of tricky. There's no way to hover over shortened URLs to reveal their true destination. I don't really know much about this. Maybe you guys know. Maybe there's something you're able to do on a regular PC that you can't on your phone. But just, you know, something to think about. Be careful. Now, I know there's a lot of people that look at porn. I go into my patient's room. I understand there was about a 15-20 minute wait. I come in there and they quickly, you know, shut it off. You know, and then they thought they shut it off, and I'm like, really? That's what you're looking at, really? All right, you know, you would think you'd want to be in a private area looking at that kind of stuff. I don't really see why, you know, you'd want to do that while you're in the middle of a doctor's office. But anyway, it's a pretty common thing. Just be careful about it, all right? What else? They say cyber thieves continue to make so much money attacking window PCs that there hasn't been much incentive to change tactics. Okay, but they think that they're going to be able to, They think they've come up with something that would be able to target the cyber criminals. That's what they're called. They're not called bad guys. They're called cyber criminals. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And make sure you know these words, because just in case you ask your kids or grandkids what they want to be when they grow up, if they say cyber criminal, then you know to maybe say, nah, that doesn't sound good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, one thing that is improving is the sex life of our over 50s. Apparently, a fifth of people over the age of 50 report having sex at least once a week. Most people over the age of 50 have had 7 lovers in their lifetime. 3/4 of people over 50 years old claim to have a healthy sex life. They're more sexually active than they were 6 years ago, according to a survey that also looked at a third of the age group enjoy sex even more than younger people. All right, so maybe youth is wasted on the young. They say 4 in 5 of those in their early 50s make love regularly, with 1/4 enjoying a romantic episode at least once a week. Oh, come on, that's cool. Oh, come on, that's cool. 1 in 10 say they have sex once a week. So apparently the findings come with other research that has been kind of looking at the older generation, although we don't think of ourselves as older. I mean, George Clooney and Brad Pitt turning 50 doesn't really faze us. We all feel like we're in our 20s anyway. But, we're finding more people happy. Now, it's interesting because we've never really come up with any aphrodisiacs. All right, we still don't have anything medical for that, but Viagra, Cialis, Levitra has, I think, spurned this reemergence of a sexual revolution in older people. And I think that's great. Many couples avoided sex because it was embarrassing to be able to not start an erection or maintain an erection. And I think Viagra gets a lot of credit. Now, baby boomers between 60 and 64 had the most sexual partners, an average of 8. 1 in 8 claimed they had slept with 20 people in total. Keep in mind, the baby boomers were around in the 60s. So remember, you could have some of the whole 60s, sexual uprising then too. I can't tell you how many people know. That's not up there. Under 5, my guess. I was kind of a pretty good girl. They said there were also surprising numbers for over 75-year-olds. 1 in 13 people over the age of 75 admitted to having more than 20 partners for sex over the years. Saga magazine said improvements in well-being might explain people enjoying their, you know, sex lives. I don't know. I mean, it's definitely not the music. I listen on XM a lot, and I'll listen to 60s on 6 and 50s on 5 and stuff. You know, and some of the songs were kind of romantic. Okay, nowadays there's really not a lot of romantic songs, so it can't be the music. I can't blame that. Radio, no, I really don't think any radio shows put people in the mood. In fact, I'm always worried that my show could put people out of the mood. I gotta say, it's gotta be the Viagra. I do, you know, and I also think too that with the way movies are and television is, it's okay to have sex in more creative fashions. You know, if you really think about it, you know, yes, people talked about sex and sex was in the movies and, you know, in television in the 80s, but with, you know, Sex in the City and with, Glee, I don't want to bring up Glee because those are teenagers, but, you know, I think there's more of a, like society is giving you permission to be able to just, I guess, experiment more. Do you guys get what I'm saying? As opposed to, you know, earlier, many, many things were just done in the bedroom. You get that? All right. Well, don't go away. A lot more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, 4-7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you who watch Storage Wars, apparently one of their stars committed suicide, they believe, in his car a day after being arrested on drug charges. Mark Bolalo. He had made frequent appearances on the show. I kind of don't know who he is. I watch it every once in a while. I kind of forget who he is. He's not like the main character on the picture, but I know he's been on there. Apparently, he was found dead, presumed carbon monoxide poisoning, on Monday morning when his co-worker discovered his body in his car, which he parked inside the auction house garage. They say carbon monoxide seems likely since the engine of his car was left running. They're still going to do an autopsy. Apparently, he had been arrested, according to TMZ, on Saturday for an unspecified drug-related offense. He allegedly called his fiancée when he was released from jail, begged her to meet him at his office because he was so distraught and thought he might hurt himself. The site reports that he and his fiancée spoke for a few hours on Sunday, but she was still there when he took a nap and woke up feeling better. She later left the office and he was found dead by a coworker. You know, I got to tell you, I had a friend who committed suicide, and I believe I was the last person he talked to. And I had no idea he was going to commit suicide, you know, and when you look back after the fact, when you go back, like, for example, they're looking at Mark here and they're like, well, you know, he had called the girlfriend. He said he may hurt himself. She went over there. I guess he had been in jail before for a drug conviction, you know, so, you know, it makes you think, well, maybe he had drugs in his system or he was withdrawing and that's why he, probably couldn't cope. From what we understand, he was going to possibly have another jail sentence. Now, when my friend had committed suicide, I had really not picked up on any signs. He had worked with me at the EPA. We had both worked at the EPA together. He was in the lab, etc. We were friends. We didn't date or anything. Would go, you know, after work and have some drinks and things like that. And my roommate was moving to New Zealand. She was going to do a student exchange thing, and I was going to need a roommate. And so he was going to move into my apartment. Come on, don't joke about this. He died. He was going to move into my apartment, and we were going to share rent until I went off to medical school. It was a two-bedroom apartment, so everything was going to be fine. And he didn't show up to work for a couple days. And he was still living with his roommate at the other roommate's house. And he didn't really go through a breakup. He wasn't having any problems with the job. He actually had a pretty good position with the EPA. And I remember when we were going out for drinks, happy hour and stuff, he was kind of talking about how life is so dark and how negative things are. But he wasn't bringing up suicide. He wasn't bringing up death. I just thought he was getting kind of deep, just talking deep, because, you know, a lot of college students do that, and you don't know if it's a line or whatever, and, you know, I was just kind of blowing it off because I really wasn't interested where that was going. I didn't think that was a cry for help. He was just, I guess, talking about how he thought. And from what we understand, the roommate started to smell something really bad coming from his room. The roommate and he led very separate lives. And so he had, my friend had the door closed and he had been in his room. He had built a tent on his bed and I guess had cyanide and hydrochloric acid and breathed it in until he died. It was a very weird chemical type death. And I had spoken to him. It appears, looks like the night it happened, I had, I'd been really worried that the VCR was going to be taken by my friend and that I didn't have a VCR and I couldn't afford a VCR. So I wanted to make sure he was bringing a VCR. And then we were going to deal with all the other issues later, but just make sure. And he's like, I have a VCR. It's fine. Good. Okay. Thank you. You know, talk to you soon. And that was possibly the last conversation he ever had, which is kind of sad because all I did was talking about a VCR. And he had committed suicide, and the roommate didn't even know until 2-3 days later. You know, is that scary? You know, I mean, if your kid goes off to college or goes off to school or, you know, just goes off and, you know, ends up having a roommate, I don't think we would be overbearing parents to call and check on them, because usually roommates don't check on each other. I mean, for this guy to be dead for 2-3 days without his roommate even knowing. But again, I mean, when I was in medical school, when I was in college, I mean, my life was very busy. I didn't know half the stuff any of my roommates were doing. I went through so many roommates. I didn't care. We were sharing rent. Okay. I had a taser if I needed to protect myself. And, you lived your own life. So it was very easy to go for days without seeing your roommate. And unfortunately with this, but, it always kind of creeps us out because you try to think back and go, well, what could I have missed? What could I have done? And the more I think about, if I was the last person he talked to, oh my gosh. And again, he was just very matter of fact and he was nice, didn't even think anything was going on. But also keep in mind, when somebody is ready to commit suicide, a lot of times that's when they do sound like they're feeling better. Okay. Remember we talked about the divot, the abyss that people go through in depression? And once you start coming out of that depression, that is the most dangerous time for that person. Because as they start to get the energy and start to feel a little better, that usually is the most common, probably the most common time somebody would commit suicide. So here you're looking at the Storage Wars kid who apparently took a nap, felt better, girlfriend thought he was fine, so she left, he was feeling better, was able to make a plan. Same thing when I talked to my friend, he sounded fine to me. Sounded great, didn't even think. And that's what is so worrisome. Because many people think if you have a family member or a friend that's going to commit suicide, there's going to be all these signs. Or the background music's going to start to play. No. Now, we've talked about signs of people thinking about suicide. A lot of times they start to give away private possessions, very personal possessions. Like if you have a teenager that starts to give younger brother or younger sister who they hate some of their most prized possessions, that is a huge warning sign. Huge warning sign. You know, another warning sign we used to teach people 15 years ago was isolation. If they always want to isolate themselves, they never want to be around people, they isolate themselves in the room, that could be a warning sign. Well, that went out the door with video games. You know, I mean, my son is 12 going on 13. First thing he does when he comes home, right after we pick him up from school, we take him to the office. When we're done with the office, we come home. Right before he goes off to swimming, what's the first thing he does? He goes straight to his room, closes the door, goes on the computer, and starts to Skype his friends. All right, you want to give him privacy, but this isolation of being in their room already in middle school, they're already doing it. Leave me alone, Mom. Mom, leave me alone. Mom, get away. That's what I get. 15 years ago, I would be worried that that could be a sign of something. Now, that's the norm. Now, you know, me, I was never allowed to. My family would never allow us to go. First of all, we had to share bedrooms with our brothers and sisters, so we were never alone. I never had my own room. Maybe once or twice when we had better years, maybe. But for the most part, I was never alone. So I never got to go to my room and just hide. There were brothers and sisters around. And then if my parents really got mad at us, if we wanted to go to our room and close the door, they'd just take the door off the hinge. And would have to just change in the bathroom if you wanted to. So, you know, but nowadays kids, they have their own rooms, they have their own television, they have their own computer, they do whatever the hell they want. They could watch YouTube videos on how to kill themselves. Is that crazy? And we just need to watch him more. So it's a shame. But, you know, if you're ever in doubt, okay, it doesn't hurt. Call the police. They deal with this stuff all the time. Call the doctor. Call a counselor. All right. What blows my mind is so many people, when they're in that state, like this Mark Bolello guy from Storage Wars, if he had a drug history, you know, I mean, was it really his thinking, or was it a withdrawal from the drugs? Or was it a buildup of the drugs because of its half-life that he was still kind of half-doped, half-not? And it just kills me to think that people are ending their life when they're not of their normal mentation. It's really scary stuff. All right, guys, let's try to come up with something happier when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Darlene from Los Angeles writes, Dr. Dahlia, I was told I have protein in my urine. What does that mean and how dangerous is it? Okay, protein in the urine, that's kind of common. A lot of us have it. I have it. All right. You guys, you know what? At break, I'll take a sample and I'll show y'all. Yeah, protein in the urine. Now you really can't see it. Very, very common. It could be a sign of something serious or it could be nothing at all. Okay, remember, most things in life are made of protein, especially in your body. right? Okay, a lot of us, we got protein. Blood is made of protein. So let's say you have some blood in the urine. Let's say you're a woman, okay? And let's say you had a bladder infection. Many of you, they'll find protein in the urine because there was blood. Blood is made of protein, okay? Or let's say any of you gentlemen out there, you had some rough sex and semen was still, let's say, present, or you might have cut yourself. Again, that could, when you give a urine sample, lead to protein in the urine, which is why we doctors and medical providers should pretty much remind you all not to do a urine sample within 24 hours of having sex, just because sometimes the sediment could get in there. So the reason why I bring that up is those are simple reasons to have protein in the urine. Let's say somebody's having their period. Again, blood in the vagina, you take a urine sample, protein in the urine, okay? So protein in the urine could be from a variety of post-renal issues. Something going on with the bladder from an infection, something going on with the penis, something going on just from some regular sediments, okay? Renal reasons for protein, that starts to be a little bit more concerning, all right? Because protein, we don't want to be dumped in the urine. Protein is something we want your kidneys to save. Remember, what's the purpose of the kidneys? The purpose of the kidneys is to filter your blood, all right? And if your blood has too much of something, let's say too much sugar, too many salts, etc., then your kidneys are supposed to dump the sugar. It's supposed to dump the extra salts, right? But protein, you're very rarely protein overloaded. So if you start to lose protein in your kidneys, you could start to have some issues. Now, what diseases will cause your protein, your kidneys to start to do that? Well, diabetes, high blood pressure. You know, even high cholesterol can mess with your kidneys. So when we see protein in the urine, the reason why it always concerns those of us is because we're like, oh no, does that mean we have failing kidneys? And like I said, you know, we always like to rule out the other stuff, an easy reason for it. Like I said, sex or a period or something, you know, before we start to go, okay, now we got to think about, you know, okay, is this really a kidney issue? Now, many of you will be found to have protein in the urine when you give a simple urine sample, you know, simple urinalysis at the office. And sometimes a dipstick will read positive for protein. What I always recommend is that the doctor or the provider take that sample and send it to the lab for a more accurate analysis. And it's very interesting. Sometimes the dipstick tests in the office may overread. And then when you get the spot microalbumin back or the urinalysis done from the laboratory, sometimes you'll notice, okay, it's still within the normal limit. It's still within the normal range. So, you know, whenever somebody says I have protein in the urine, I always ask based on what? Was it a simple doctor's urine dipstick or was it analyzed as a spot microalbumin? Micro means tiny, albumin in the lab. Now, let's say it does come back that you do have some protein in the urine. Then what we recommend is a 24-hour urine protein. And I like to do a creatinine clearance to see how your kidneys function. And what we do with that is we collect your urine over 24 hours. And we do that to see if it wasn't just a fluke. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning, if that's the first morning pee that you do, it's pretty concentrated and kind of cloudy. But throughout the day, it starts to normalize. So when we do a 24-hour test, there's a range of normal that you could fall under. And then when we get the testing back, we're like, okay, yeah, it's some protein in the urine, but it was well within the normal range for what you would give off throughout the day. So then I would go for that next test. Now, 50% of you will actually show up too high a protein, or maybe your creatinine clearance could be a little bit off in terms of how you're filtering with your kidneys. And in that case, again, we want to make sure you're not diabetic. If you are diabetic, we want to make sure your sugar is in great control. We want to make sure that your high blood pressure is in good control. We want to make sure your cholesterol is down. And we also want to take sure you're not taking medicines that will fry your kidneys, like anti-inflammatories, etc. And so, and then I like to get a nephrologist involved, a kidney doctor involved, just to kind of take a peek and make sure there's nothing that you're doing. Like, for example, there's a diabetic medication we love to use, Glucophage, Metformin, one of my favorite diabetic medications to use. But too much of that could hurt the kidneys. So sometimes the nephrologists are like, let's just switch you to a different diabetic medication. Sometimes they go, well, no, it's managing your diabetes, which is healthier for your kidneys, so we'll kind of watch and wait. So the kidneys, it's a very delicate balance, and there's some art to it. Now, for those of you listening to this going, all right, Dahlia, you've been talking about urine now for the last 5 minutes. Is there any way I could tell without going to the doctor? We've talked about this. If when you urinate, your urine gets really bubbly and foamy, that could be protein. Okay? Now, a lot of you will bubble. You know, I know many of you men in the urinals, you like to aim for that little pink thing at the bottom, and it may splash and bubble. We're talking about the bubble sitting there for a while. That could be a sign of protein in the urine. And that's definitely important to look at, you know? Okay. But basically, having protein in the urine, I wouldn't panic, but it just means we got to check a little bit more. Now, again, why would protein in the urine leak out if the kidneys aren't doing well? Well, protein is huge compared to a salt. I like to compare salt as a grape and protein as a banana. Okay, if we were looking at sizes, you know, and so if you're having things banana size, let's say relatively, being dumped out of the kidneys, to me it means there's some holes in the filter. Okay, and you gotta protect the beans. You always do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of kidneys, it looks like this Carnival cruise ship, the nightmare is not over. Excuse me, for the 4,200 people stranded. Remember, there was a Carnival cruise ship whose engine failed after there was a fire. And nobody got hurt in the fire, but the engine failing is causing it to just sit there and float in the Gulf of Mexico. Passengers are sleeping out on the decks because there's no air conditioning. The toilets won't flush. Toilets are overflowing, and there is urine on the carpets. From what we understand, this is even worse than the SS Stinky from last year. Apparently, guests on board have been cheering and waving to sister ships pulling alongside to drop off supplies. The first tugboat has arrived, and the boat is crawling to shore at the pace of a few miles per hour, expected to reach Mobile, Alabama, 2 days, Thursday, about a day and a half. Can you believe that? Okay, you know, and you look at that and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, but yeah, so people are bringing they're basically living outside the deck. Now, luckily this is the Gulf of Mexico, so it's not freezing. Okay, usually you wouldn't have cruises during the freezing time. So I guess February in the Gulf of Mexico should be nice. But I'm kind of shocked that they would need air conditioning at this time, but I guess they do. They say conditions are getting worse by the hour. Cabin carpets are wet with urine and water. Toilets are overflowing. There are no lights, no water. We can't flush. Some people were able to shower. Many people are trying to use the very limited cell phone service to Facebook what's been going on and Instagram what's been going on. From what we understand, people have been fighting for food. That's some pretty scary stuff. What blows my mind is this is the year 2013, and honestly, it's going to take till Thursday for them to get back. I don't understand that. We don't have any ships or Coast Guard start unloading. I guess maybe they're just too far out to sea. I'd like to find out why. Why are they still out there and living in those conditions? You know, that just brews for people getting sick. By the way, I'm looking at pictures of the ballroom and the dining room. Gosh, it's a gorgeous ship. Too bad it's all smelly. All right, well, let's hope they get back safe. Don't go away. Another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. You gotta take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.